This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several other nations have grounded it, but the FAA says it's confident in the Boeing 737 MAX after a second crash involving the plane in less than a year. The agency telling International Airlines the airliner is still airworthy. This latest crash happened in Ethiopia shortly after takeoff on Sunday. It killed all 157 on board. Democrats get called out at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasting Democrats for a weak response to anti-Semitism.
Remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi commenting that she is not for the impeachment of President Trump. She spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, saying she doesn't think Congress should go down that path.
They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country.
The Alabama town of Beauregard holding a vigil last night to remember the 23 people killed by tornadoes there a week ago this past Sunday. One community leader promising,
"We're going to be stronger than we've ever been before. You're going to have better houses. You're going to have better land. You're going to have better property. And we're going to have better memories."
That is hundreds gathered at the local high school in Lee County for what was called a night of hope. A recall's out for thousands of packages of Pillsbury flour, unbleached all-purpose flour products that could be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products were sold at Publix and Winn-Dixie stores. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Another border wall battle may be shaping up between President Trump and Congress after he sends a controversial budget proposal to Capitol Hill. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
The CEO of Wells Fargo will let Congress know today how he's doing cleaning up that troubled bank as Tim Sloan is to testify at a House Financial Services Committee hearing on holding the nation's fourth largest bank accountable for what the panel says has been a pattern of consumer abuses. And mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor is facing charges in Florida for allegedly smashing a fan's phone after the fan tried to take a selfie with him. Miami Beach police say McGregor is charged with felony strong-armed robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's time to make America even greater, don't you think? And it demands that all hands be on deck because this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Time for the silent majority to be silent no more. You've got to speak up. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The former congressman out of Colorado, yes, our favorite dairy farmer, Bob Beaupre is with us. How are the buffalo roaming these days, Robert? Are they okay?
Well, they're doing just fine, but they're in pretty deep snow. We've fortunately had good snowpack this year, and that means good grass and good water next summer.
Yeah. Well, at least that'll calm them down a little bit. Maybe that's what we ought to do with the Dems on the Beltway. Give them a bunch of snow. Maybe they'll calm down. What do you think? You know,
that's the plan.
Isn't it ironic? The party that, you know, says they're against hatred comes up with some goofy bill that says, okay, we'll create a bill. Just say we're against all forms of hatred except for Donald Trump. they're still going to hate the president. So it's like, okay, help me understand this. Like you've gone to the mountain. You've seen the other side. You've seen the promised land of what it would be like without hatred, except you still have to drag Donald Trump with you everywhere you go.
Donald Trump, anybody who supports him, many of us that are right of center. In fact, I think they're starting to eat up some of the folks that are even left of center. If you're not really left of center, they don't seem to have much use for you.
Well, Bob, you know, it's even more than that because it's like, well, I'm progressive. Well, no, I'm progressive. I'm more progressive than you're progressive. it's like this is like high school games that are going on as they're trying to figure out what is the brand of the Democratic Party? I mean, they supported infanticide, all this other stuff that's going on right now within their party. And then they've got these freshman congresswomen who have come in and they're turning the leadership upside down on their heads.
Yeah, we thought we'd heard it all when Barack Obama announced he was going to transform America. These people are going way beyond anything even he imagined, and we thought that was pretty horrible. It is a strange time we live in. Their cast of presidential candidates, both announced and unannounced, seem to be running a 100-yard dash to see who can get to the farthest left the fastest.
Exactly.
Every day they're outdoing each other. Mm-hmm. It's
Well, the media is promoting that, Bob. I mean, they're just sitting there. They're just fueling it up all the more, you know, so.
Yep. As soon as somebody says something completely outrageous, unfounded, even blatantly false, the media's all over it. They're getting free publicity, which is what they're after. Mm-hmm. Call me crazy, and there's plenty of reasons to do it, but after the Hillary debacle and the Trump victory, I thought, all right, the Democrats will take inventory. They'll assess the damages. Mm-hmm. They'll realize that they at least have to pretend to be a party that leans a little more toward the middle than she did during her campaign.
Exactly.
Not so. I mean, we see that it's Bernie, it's AOC that are in charge. When people are hoping Nancy Pelosi can somehow moderate the craziness, and that's a pretty bad sign.
And they're all falling into this crazy narrative as presented by Bill Maher that, you know, it's all about the coast, that flyover country doesn't matter. They're irrelevant. And even with some of these states, now saying, hey, we want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Mine is one of them.
Exactly. And it's like, what are you doing? Why are you giving away your influence here and say, we're just going to go to the popular vote? Really?
Yeah, it's pure insanity. It's not only poking a finger in the very, very intelligent eye of our founding fathers and the more than two centuries history of our country. It's just pure lunacy for states like mine, and we're one of them. It looks like the legislature's going to pass it. Our governor says he's going to sign it to give away any influence we have. And yet they've rationalized around it, said, no, this... This is going to give us more influence. Nonsense.
Yes. No question. And of course, your governor has his sights on the Oval Office, and he's selling his assets even before the race.
It's
giving away his assets, I should say, not necessarily selling them, but giving it away.
I don't know what happened to my state. I do know what happened, I guess, but I don't like it. Now, for about 15 years now, this started with four extremely wealthy, very far left individuals, including our now new governor, Jared Polis, who were all Democrats, of course, all were tired of losing in Colorado. And they have invested, I wish somebody could figure out how to total it up, but it may be close to $1 billion now, but certainly hundreds of millions. Over 15 years. And, the stars aligned this last election cycle, and their investment, their tenacity, their strategy finally was manifest, and they now own the state of Colorado.
Amazing.
It really is. It's like we need to rename my precious state. It's really sad.
Well, the thing interesting, even Bernie Sanders came out and said, we're going to fundamentally transform America. I mean, echoing, the announcement, as you mentioned, of Barack Obama. And I'm going, wait a minute, that was ultimately a losing rallying cry then. It proved to be a loser. And now you're going to pick it up from the ash heap? I mean, what is it about the Democrats? I mean, they continue to think that some form of socialism will work if you just have enough money and you give them just enough time. I'm telling you, there is a pony under that pile of manure. Just hang in there with me, right?
Well, isn't that the way of socialists all over the globe, maybe most particularly here? But, they just refuse to acknowledge the lessons of history, that socialism has never worked anywhere. I mean, it's in Venezuela at the moment.
Right.
And it's never worked anywhere. But you give us enough money, you put us in charge and trust us, we'll make it work this time here. I don't want to trust them. I don't want to give them the money. I certainly don't want to give them the power, because it won't work. It's a house of cards, and it's been proven over and over again. Capitalism, free markets may not be perfect, and we know they're not. People aren't perfect, so why would a system devised by people be necessarily perfect?
Exactly.
But it has performed better. It has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system on the face of the earth, and it is more aligned with freedom, letting sovereignty reside with the individual, than any other system ever devised by mankind anywhere on the planet.
Exactly.
Be careful what you wish for. You just may get it. I hope we don't get what with the AOCs and the Kamala Harrises and the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warrens are promising us, because it won't work.
Kind of amazing, Bob, when you think about it, that a former trash collector of Venezuela, now leading the country, has his people eating out of the back of trash trucks. I don't know if you saw that video that Jorge Ramos showed, that he got detained in the country for, and then came back to the United States and said, good God almighty, I'm free here in the United States, because he was getting nervous there in Venezuela. He wasn't necessarily welcomed there by the dictator, and held him for a little bit there and kind of scared him just a bit, but it's pretty pathetic.
What Maduro's doing to his own people.
Without a doubt. More from Bob Oupre after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 95-5305, hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is.
You know, I'm
might be a little counterintuitive. I understand the way the culture is wrapped up a little bit tight right now, but look at, it's okay. You can be happy. There's lots to be thankful for, ladies and gentlemen. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado, joins us and continues with us. Bob, you had mentioned something earlier about the Democrats that you would have thought they'd have learned their lesson after 2016. The loss of Hillary Clinton, that was the, she was the heir apparent. It was to be her crown. But the people said, whoa, wait a minute, not so fast. But they didn't learn. Unlike her husband, Bill Clinton, when he got devastated in the midterms, came back and made the announcement, well, the era of, of liberal government is all but gone. And he went back to the middle, and it really saved his presidency, did it not?
Yeah, and even if it was pretense, and Bill was pretty good at pretending, he at least said it. I remember the State of the Union speech quite well. The era of big government is over, and everybody stands and applauds. Of course, government kept growing. But, Bill at least was, well, at least, Bill was an extremely clever politician.
Right.
And he did his best to pretend to slide to the middle. Not Hillary. And
right.
Certainly not this crop of presidential candidates they've got right now. And it looks like they're dragging everybody in their party with them as far left as they can get.
Yeah. And what did you make of this deal, this rejection of Fox News, of the journalists from Fox, Tom Perez and the DNC saying they didn't want Fox News, any moderators for any of the debates? I mean, is that like shooting yourself in the foot? I mean, here's the number one cable channel. And, if nothing else, just the exposure that you're going to get on Fox News, and you're walking away from that. I mean, you have really shot yourself in the foot and distanced yourself from 50% of the country.
Well, that's certainly the way I saw it. You pointed out that it's the number one cable news channel. They've obviously got an enormously large viewership. Unless they're really poor students of history, I don't think they are. They've got to understand that this is likely to be another very close election. So, a few votes here and a few votes there, whether they come from Fox viewers or somewhere else. But you'd think especially, I mean, they say somebody's going to be unfair. Well, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham are probably not going to be the panelists interviewing the Democratic candidates. In fact, I think they already claimed or disclosed that it would be Bill Hemmer, Brett Baer, and Martha McCallum. Now, does anybody?
Well,
really,
you got Chris Wallace too.
Do a great job, or Chris Wallace?
Right.
Throw him in the mix. Does anybody really think they couldn't do a fine, credible, objective job of of being the interview panelists? I mean, they're as good as there is.
Yeah, they're journalists. I mean, really, at heart, you see what's going on. I mean, Brett Baer, I think in a lot of ways, cut from the cloth of the conservative side of a Walter Cronkite. I appreciate his, his presentation, and he gives it right down the middle. Chris, a little bit to the
Chris
left,
and
Chris Wallace, but Martha McCallum is right down the middle as well. And, you mentioned,
the Hemmer.
Hemmer. Yeah, Bill Hemmer. Yeah, I mean, they did great jobs previously. So anyway, that aside, one of the main reasons I want to talk to you, since you're from Colorado, is your former governor, who is now running for the Oval Office, John Hickenlooper. Tell us about him. I mean, you went head-to-head with him, so you know him probably as good as anybody else.
Yeah, I'm afraid I do know him about as good as anybody else. He is, he's gotten a big pass in all of his political career. The time I ran against him in 2014, trying to unseat the incumbent governor, was the only real contest, close contest he's ever had. We came within a little less than 3 points of taking him out. But, all that aside, he has gotten a reputation as this great moderate politician who brings people together, takes credit for building a great economy here in Colorado. Let me tell you about his, I'll put it in quotes, legacy. Mm-hmm. He benefited greatly from a Colorado economy built on the oil and gas industry. But what did he do for that industry? as it was rapidly expanding due to fracking and directional drilling, horizontal drilling, he imposed what he proudly calls the toughest regulations in the nation on it and raised taxes across the board in the state of Colorado along with his Democrat colleagues in the legislature. So raising taxes, increasing regulations, especially having the most onerous in the nation, that's his idea of building a great economy. Then we, without his help either way, really was basically AWOL, on the marijuana question. Marijuana got approved by the voters, and that's poured billions into the state economy and into the state treasury. I still think the record's pretty clear that that was a serious mistake. He kind of intimates that he thinks so too, but he was certainly happy to take the money. That's the great economy in Colorado that happened around him, not because of him. We had a woefully behind highway maintenance and expansion capacity problem in Colorado. We needed to expand it and improve it. When he took office, never, Bill, in 8 years, never, not one time, did he ever come up with a transportation plan out of the governor's office. Similarly, water storage with an expanding population and very limited water in Colorado, we've needed to increase water storage for a very, very long time. He proudly says, well, yeah, we developed the Colorado water plan, but then admits that he has no way to fund it. Some invention, some plan, no way to fund it. He brags, I saw him bragging in Iowa, about increasing from about 85% of our population that he says was covered by health care before he took office to 94% when he left office. Yeah, he took advantage of Obamacare and dumped 806 to be exact, more people into Medicaid. Wow. One in five people in a state as wealthy as Colorado are now on Medicaid. And what has happened because of that, because of the low reimbursement rate, hospital costs in Colorado have increased 76% just on his watch. I told him that would happen in 2014. He says, right. No, we've looked at it. It's all going to happen. Managing the state budget. Hundreds of billions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. Excuse me, I misstated. Hundreds of millions of dollars were misspent, misstated, gone missing in the state budget on his watch. That's an office, the Office of the Comptroller, that is directly under his supervision. He acts like it doesn't even exist. And now just last week, the state auditor disclosed that at least, this is a quote from the state auditor, at least $30 million was spent on Medicaid claims to people who were actually ineligible for the program. I could go on and on, but this guy was not a good governor. He was not a proactive governor. He never, in 8 years, even so much as presented an agenda. Every governor office that I've ever known of before at least had 3 or 4 points. These are governor initiatives. These are the things we're going to champion. Never, Bill, in 8 years, did he ever come forward with a John Hickenlooper agenda. I don't want to send him to the Oval Office. I hope the Democrats don't take a serious look at him as well.
Well, AOC called out people like him, particularly Barack Obama, called him pretty faces with, you know, nice voices. You might say in your vernacular, all hat, no cattle, right?
Big hat, no cows.
Yeah. So, people need to be warned. I mean, there is fruit. You got to look for the fruit of his legislative leadership and what he was able to do. And let's see how far charm gets him. I mean, that was probably one truthful statement that AOC maybe even accidentally fell upon in talking about, you know, the charm of some of these candidates. They're long on the tongue, but short on the results. And meanwhile, everybody gets left hanging, especially people that believed in Obamacare, right?
Yeah, Biden's similar. He wants to be liked by everybody. He wants to shucks himself right into the Oval Office. And there ought to be a little substance behind the
without a doubt. We got to leave it there. Bob Beaupre, former congressman out of Colorado. Thank you, Robert.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Washington reacting to remarks from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday, who says she's not for the impeachment of President Trump. She told the Washington Post impeachment is divisive and she doesn't think Congress should go down that path. Hill reporter Julia Manchester's take on it.
I think Democrats, and especially Nancy Pelosi, are thinking right now impeachment could actually benefit Trump, because right now if they were to go down that road, it could make it seem like they're spending so much political capital in impeaching the president instead of working with Republicans in Congress, and I think Trump could run with that in 2020.
She was speaking on CBS News. The U.S. pulling all remaining Americans out of the U.S. Embassy in Venezuela after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the decision reflects the deteriorating situation in that South American country. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Rachel Alexander joins us. She is the stream's senior editor. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, real quick, lots to talk about. Nancy Pelosi, trying to get all the cats corralled here, saying, hey, stop it with this impeachment stuff. I guess she knows. The leadership knows they don't have the goods on President Trump to impeach him, that this is a waste of time. It will infuriate voters. I mean, just because they see it as a little bit of a mini mandate, which I think is questionable, what happened in 2018, I don't buy into any kind of mandate whatsoever that they got, because I think there were a lot of things that came into play that allowed them to take over some 41 seats in the House and for her to get the gavel. But she knows they don't have the goods. Regardless of what Jerry Nadler wants to spout about and Adam Schiff. I mean, Schiff's been telling everybody for two. Oh, yeah, we got him. I got the stuff. Well, show us the stuff. Oh, yeah, well, I'll show you the stuff. Come on, please give me a break. Either put up or shut up.
Yeah, I mean, with the whole impeachment thing, it was just a gamble just to make the Republicans look bad, and they realize, well, you know, that's all we can do is make them look bad, and the reality is it's going to end up making us look bad. So you know, I think she's done the calculation and figured out that it didn't end up looking worse than Republicans.
Well, they know it's not going to go past the Senate. I mean, this is all an exercise in futility. And then, you know, and I feel sad for the people in Maxine Waters' district and all the others that are wasting time talking about impeachment instead of using any kind of influence they might have on behalf of the people that they represent.
Yeah, it's stupid. I think it's just a fundraising ploy, you know.
Sadly, that's what this has become. Is the old axiom, follow the money, and that's what they're doing. You know, Adam Schiff's making more money right now with this ploy, and so is Nadler, and, you know, they're all fat and happy. Well, he's not quite as fat, but he's still happy nonetheless, Jerry Nadler. But he's doing better these days. But look, at the states seem to me, you asked the question, why are states becoming radical on abortion? Is this almost a little bit of the last hurrah for, you know, feminists and those that, you know, just, you know, believe in reproductive rights? I mean, they're fighting for this big lie of whatever reproductive rights mean. And, you know, they see that the constituency that followed them blindly for decades is now realizing that the answer is not abortion.
Yeah, I don't get this whole wave that's going around the country right now. I mean, I think it has to do with the fact that they're worried that the Supreme Court is going to, you know, reverse Roe v. Wade, which will leave it up to the states. So they're trying to, fight back. And I think it's also a reaction against Trump. You know, we've had 2 years of a very conservative president who speaks out on abortion. And so, that's part of it as well. But they've really overstretched. You know, when you're going for infanticide, the only thing is they're not calling it infanticide, but that's what it is.
Well, they're not going to call it infanticide. The people have to be discerning enough. But look, and we've said this over and over again, Rachel, and you know this. If you are forming your worldview based on 8-second sound bites and by a very liberal, prejudiced, propagandized media, you're in trouble. And this is what's happening, and this is why we're saying, look at the flyover states that Bill Maher made fun of. You know, the moral majority cannot be silent anymore. It has got to speak up because, even though Bill Maher says the people of flyover states want to be like them, the people of flyover states, they're praying for the people on the bookends, on the coast, because they're lost and they're a mess right now because heaven help them and their families in the direction that they're going.
Well, and if you look at the flyover states, that's where people are moving. They're moving out of these big blue states into these flyover states. So I think they see something that they like there.
Without a doubt, we don't want to be like them. I mean, the fact of the matter is they want to be like us. You know, they want to come into the flyover states where, you know, people are married, they have families, they're working hard, they're being productive. All they wanted to have is an opportunity, a fair chance at being successful and getting the heavy boot of government off their throats. And look what happened. And President Trump has been the one championing the cause. If not President Trump, then who, Rachel, right now? Who else but President Trump?
Right. He's just been amazing. It doesn't matter if you like what he says or what he doesn't say. He's getting things done. And by the way, I can't stand all these liberals moving to my conservative Arizona.
Right.
You saw what happened in our elections this past.
Exactly. Well, and this is why, Rachel, Arizona and the people there have got to be mindful of voter fraud. Because the Democrats, and you got to know, come 2020, there's no holds barred. They're gonna really push. I mean, you think ballot harvesting was a minor subject and topic in California? You know, we saw a little bit of what happened in North Carolina, compromised a seat there, and now they're gonna have to redo the entire election. And of course, the guy that was accused of ballot harvesting was a former Democratic operative who happened to get his tentacles in a Republican, race, a Republican candidate, and he messed up that, that race. So that this is what the Democrats do. I mean, they sit up all night and they think of ways of how they can, influence the vote, how they can cheat and fudge, and I believe that what's yet to be discovered in Arizona is there's probably some more voter fraud than they want to even admit.
You know, that's what I've thought. I used to be a former elections attorney for Maricopa County Elections, and I am, convinced that these ballots that they just, found at the last minute, these provisionals that were only told to...
How do you have a 35,000 swing in a week or 2 weeks? 35,000 vote swing with these, I mean, they come out of nowhere, out of the trunks of cars or whatever. I know in Florida they came out of trunks of rental cars. I don't know where they came out of in Arizona.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, especially when you had the governor, you know, winning by a substantial margin. What happened to all these Republicans that supposedly voted for the governor and then they went and voted for Democrat Kyrsten Sinema in the... I mean, people know what she's like. She's a former communist.
Right.
You know, she's been around. This woman is didn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
People know her past. And so I don't buy it either. And I'm just disappointed that there hasn't been more of an investigation into it.
Well, getting back to the abortion issue, the way... these, you know, the feminist Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood is in a tough battle right now. In fact, I got to tell you, I am traveling to churches because I've been surprised at how many churches, you know, I talk to people in at churches and go, you know, have you seen the Gosnell movie? And they hadn't seen it. I said, you got to be kidding me. You are the protectors, the bastions of infants, of unborn babies, and you haven't seen the movie. And it's no wonder because of all the, you know, negative response it got from the media and that. And, in fact, even some of the movie houses that were playing it, they told the people when they called, hey, what time is the movie? Oh, we're not playing it. You know, the people lied. I mean, you know, it was just it was such a, you know, a concerted effort to thwart the message of the Gosnell movie. So I'm taking it to churches. I'm in fact, tomorrow night I'm going to be in at a Catholic church, a big Catholic church here in Port St. Lucie West, St. Bernadette's, and we're showing the movie there. I'm going to go to the west coast of Florida there at Carl Gallup's church, and I'll be there in several weeks. And I'll be taking it to Cal. Everywhere I go, I'm taking the movie. You know, I'm buying up the rights so that I can, you know, expose to people. And then, of course, in a couple weeks, Abby Johnson's story, which is more gruesome, I guess gruesome, because they finally realized that the MPAA realized that abortion is violent, and so they rated her movie. Gosnell movie is rated PG, by the way. The Unplanned movie by about Abby Johnson is rated R because of violence. And when I was talking with Abby, I said, well, good on the MPAA. At least they figured out that abortion is violent, right?
Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. It's sick, but it, you know, tells very telling.
You see, but this is what I'm saying, is that the reason they're panicking right now is the truth is coming out. All these decades later, 60 million plus babies, it's like, you know, I keep saying, how many more millions have to die at the altar of convenience before we figure this out? But I think we're starting to right now, and I think this is why the panic and why these states are just, you know, they're just going full bore. They figure, okay, hey, it's abortion, it's infanticide, you call it what you want, who cares? Because it's all under the guise of, you know, reproductive rights and, you know, the woman's right to choose, right?
Well, the conservative states are fighting back with their own conservative pro-life legislation as well.
There it is. Rachel Alexander from The Stream on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLife.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLife.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, as I was saying with Rachel Alexander, I have been invited to these churches across the country. And I'll tell you, if you would like me to come out to your church and bring with me the movie Gosnell, because you realize that there are people there in your pews that need to see this movie, send me a note, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll make arrangements. And if we can make this happen, I will get out there. I'm happy to come there and show it, because, again, I think it's very disconcerting when people are so ignorant about what's happening with the whole issue of abortion. This is about education. I think Bill Federer said it quite brilliantly that, education precedes rational judgment and action. We have gotten so emotional about abortion that we're really failing to support not only the unborn child, but the devastation that is left behind in the families and the hearts of the women, how they're affected. And this is what's happening. This is why Planned Parenthood and others are panicking, because people aren't buying into the propaganda anymore. They see it for what it is, 60 million babies later. And as I said to you, you hear me anecdotally share with you, when I talk to women across the country, they'll tell me, they'll say, my daughter, she would have been 7 years old. My son would have been 13. I mean, the fact that they carry that in their heart tells you that just because the government says it's legal doesn't mean that it's moral, that we're still dealing with that. And if there is going to be a healing agent for abortion in our country, it's not going to happen at the Capitol steps. It's not going to happen at the Supreme Court. It's going to happen at the churches, because that's where real change begins, because the hearts of the people are turned toward God to understand, what have we done? And this is by no means, and please, if you're hearing judgment here, that is not my heart, because we've all been involved in some form or fashion. There are many men, as I say to you, there's an increasing number of men who are beginning to cry out and realize that they've participated. They have not been the father, the protector, which is their natural wiring and instinct. They have violated their own personalities and wiring by going along with abortion, and they are starting to grieve. And I think there's a larger number yet to come, and you will hear a cry from men from coast to coast to realize that, look, we've been participants in the murder of our children, our grandchildren, and no more. This is all coming to an end. So I believe it's very important, you know, to have you see the Gosnell movie. This will educate you. It's a PG-rated movie. As I said, Unplanned, which is Abby Johnson's movie, is a little bit more upfront. And the MPAA was concerned about it, and they labeled it as violent and gave it an R rating. Again, documenting that abortion is rather abusive and violent. And so good for them to realize that. And, of course, Unplanned will be coming out in a couple weeks later this month in March. But if you want me to come out to your church, I'll be there. I'll do everything I can to clear my schedule and get there. I'll bring the movie with me. We need to get it in front of your congregation, in front of your Bible groups, so whatever. Let's just get it out there so people are informed and understand. And, again, our incredible, incredible thanks to Fela McAleer and Ann McElhaney and those associated with the Gosnell movie. This was a crowdfunded movie is the way it started. And so here it is, and it continues to make an impact. And I'm happy to do whatever I can do to help you get more educated about what's going on about abortion. The truth needs to be finally exposed for us to understand just what it is, how the media has been complicit with it. Governments have been complicit. You know, this has been a total takeover of something absolutely private and sacred. And what they've done with it is just been a disaster. And so we have to stand up and say no more. As I say, the silent majority cannot keep their heads in the sand anymore. We need the silent majority to speak up like never before. Samantha Mao is with us. She is the good news girl. So we're going to talk about good news. Is that okay? Sam, how you doing?
I'm happy to talk about some good news. I do think what you were saying about that movie, sometimes movies have a way of bringing about conversation. Mm-hmm. We might not have so easily otherwise, you know, it kind of like makes you think in a way that it makes it seem more tangible almost, like a topic that you're discussing.
Well, it's real. I mean, what's happened is we've become so numb. 60 million babies have been murdered, Sam. And when you think about the original argument in Roe v. Wade, it was all about, well, those exceptional cases, a woman being raped or incest or whatever, the safety of the mother, all this on and on. And according to studies, that represents, you know, maybe less than 1% of the abortions. So for 1% of the abortions, 99% out of convenience or, hooked up with the wrong guy or, wrong sex, bad time. You know, all these convenient excuses that has made way for the murder of 60 million babies. I mean, we got to call it for what it is. And, this is on us. And again, I'm not trying to speak judgment. I'm trying to speak reality here so that we can finally do something about it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where these legislators think it's okay to, you know, even say, okay, if the baby's born, which is what Gosnell did in many cases, too many cases, the baby was born and he murdered the baby outside of the womb. And he told everybody then when he was convicted, he says, it's just a matter of time before you figure out I'm innocent. Well, New York and Virginia, basically, they exonerated him, right?
Wow, that's crazy to think about. It does sound like we need some good news to kind of uplift our spirits this morning and remind us of, the wonderful things that people could do, too.
Yeah. Well, we got 5,000 people, for example, doing a wonderful thing, standing in the rain for hours to save a boy with cancer. What's that story?
That's right. So Oscar Zaxelby Lee, he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in December. It's an aggressive type of leukemia that causes the bone marrow to release immature white blood cells. It's called T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And the treatment, so he's been in treatment ever since. And he has a school that hosted a crowdfunding page in February, and they were able to raise about $11,000 to serve for that. And so whenever he found out he needed a stem cell transplant, his parents were asking people to come out and see if they would be a match. They're looking for people between the ages of 17 and 55 to register as donors. And there were actually, okay, so just in volunteers alone, 200 people came from around the country to just volunteer and help organize the event. And on the first day, on Saturday, there were 1,800 people that showed up at the school to see if they were registering as potential donors. And on Sunday, there were 3,000, which is the most people to ever volunteer to be stem cell donors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just hoping for Oscar's sake that they find a match for him, and maybe along the process they might find matches for other people besides Oscar who would be needing a stem cell donor match.
So, exactly.
It's amazing to see that many people come together like that. I mean, thousands of people, and they're standing. Wow. It was dreary conditions and raining and wet and cold, and they were all out there. And, you know, it's amazing how many people just want a chance to make a difference in the world.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, to be a blessing. Well, you know, there was a story, too. I don't know if you caught this one, where Donald Trump called a young man who was, I think he's been given like 6 months left to live. And one of the wishes was that he would have, he just wanted a signed, you know, photo of the president. And the president called him. And, you know, you talk about those things that uplift your spirit. Of course, the media is not going to cover it. In fact, I was just trying to search and get some more details on it, and I couldn't even Google it. So I'm sure they squashed that bit of good news. But, you know, you don't hear of things like that. And Donald Trump, the people that are in the inside say this is very typical. He does this routinely, where he will bless people and raise them up. And that's why when people talk about sometimes being him being so mean and hateful, and that there is so much about the man that their eyes cannot see. But, you know, we were blessed to see him taking the time in his busy day to have a moment to talk with this young man. And it was just awesome. I mean, it was just a really neat deal.
And that is one of the things people seem to love about Donald Trump the most. It's like he's a man of the people. He's not just calling people that he has to, or that, you know, it would be expected or anything. It's everyday people that he thinks he can reach out to. And
this was an every man. Exactly. Right. Just what you said, Sam. This was not some, you know, higher up, some, you know, dignitary or anything. This was one of us. It was one of the common folk, you know, the forgotten man and woman of America that the president is reaching out to connect with. Let's talk about this next one. A young girl fulfills the wishes of nursing home residents. What did she do?
So this is an 11-year-old girl down in Texas. Or, I'm sorry, not in Arkansas. She decided her name is Ruby Chisty, and she wanted to go to work with her mom. And her mom works in nursing homes in the area. And in one visit in particular, she decided to go to different residents with a notepad in her hand and ask for, you know, if there was three things that you could have, what would they be? And she thought they'd say money or houses or, like, maybe even a Lamborghini. You know, this is any three things you could have. But it turned out to be things like electric razors, shoes. And a lot of people actually asked for Vienna sausage. And she said, well, this is something that I could actually do. You know,
right.
She wasn't even expecting, like, a list that was going to be something that was within her grasp. But she started GoFundMe page where people can donate to her. She goes around and she asks the different people what are three things you need, and she goes and gets them for local area residents. And
so cool.
You know,
hey, there's so many great stories, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see a man dancing his way into social stardom with a viral dance video. And bring some tissues on this one. An 8-year-old surprises Marine stepdad with an adoption proposal. He says, "You are my forever home." Samantha Mal, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate the weekly reports of the viral videos. They're touching our hearts. Check out our website.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime.